Okay. We are in Chodesh Halavavis, Shah Yichud HaMaisa. By now you should know this by heart. Shah Yichud HaMaisa, Perek Hey. Perek Hey. Okay. The Chodesh Halavavis is still going at length through the various assaults the Yetzer Hara would try to make on you. And yesterday he delivered a tough one, kind of telling us all that we are just operating in the net of the Yetzer Hara. So, as I stressed, the Chodesh Halavavis is introducing to us a very, very high level, where a person's focus in Avodas Hashem is not reward or punishment. It is just the fact that I appreciate who Hashem is. I appreciate that I should be serving him because everything he did for me, etc. And he said, don't let the Yetzer Hara pull you into the reward and punishment mentality. So as we stressed, we have to realize that as far as we're concerned, the Chodesh Halavavis is introducing us to something very sublime. As far as we're concerned, we can live our entire life with the reward-punishment mentality. We will be in a very good place. In fact, as we quoted, Mesilas Yesharim says that should be where your sights are. But what are we going to get out of the Chodesh Halavavis? The way I'll suggest that what we can get out of the Chodesh Halavavis is connect also to that level beyond. Live with the awareness of reward and punishment, utilize that, but focus also on the fact that it's more than that. Appreciate that besides the reward and punishment aspect, there's the appreciation aspect, appreciation everything he did for you, appreciating everything he did for you, appreciating the privilege of having anything to do with him, and connect to that too. See if you can bring that into your consideration. Now that is something that's not over the top. In fact, at this point in Chodesh Halavavis, we should already be used to that concept. Okay, now we move on. When we're fulfilling Hashem's will and we are avoiding averus, so we should not only be focused on the reward and punishment. Shouldn't only be focused on that. Be focused also on what's beyond that. On the very fact that it's the right thing for me to do. I should feel like I want to do it because of everything that Hashem did for me. I should feel like I want to do it because of the privilege of having a connection with Hashem if I appreciate who He is. Try to bring that into your feelings as well. And if you really do, you will find that it's not so difficult for it to take over a lot of the picture. Just the way, the stark way the Chodesh Halavavis is putting it is that don't let the Yetzer Hara pull you into the reward and punishment way of thinking. That's something that we have to recognize is way above our level.
Isn't the whole reason the Chodesh Halavavis is telling people not to think about reward and punishment so you can get more reward?
He would say...
Hashem doesn't need...
Good.
At the end of the day, it's over. That's what we have to push about.
You know what? His answer will be, you will get more reward for it, but that shouldn't be your motivation.
Right. You have to know it, but that's why he's writing the sefer because he wants to be madrichi. Why does he care?
He wants to be madrichi to the higher level of.
Get more reward.
No, that's not why he's being madrich. He's telling you if you follow this, you will get more reward, but let's try to connect to a more elevated motivation. You will get more reward. And that's always the challenge, because don't be but like all the Rishonim say, you know that you are going to get the pras, but try to elevate your motivation. Right? So it's true. No, the Chodesh Halavavis is not doing it for the purpose of getting us more reward. He's doing it for the purpose of pleasing Hashem, giving Hashem greater nachas ruach by enhancing our way of relating to Hashem. That's his purpose. He feels because of his love for Hashem, because of his appreciation for Hashem, he wants Hashem to have more nachas out of his children. And it's like the kid, right? Father asks to help out with something. So you can have the level of, okay, Dad, but what will I get for it? Right? And then there's the level of, my father's asking, I want to be a part of it. Right? So Chodesh Halavavis is telling you, Dad will give you something. But elevate your motivation. And I'm stressing, don't eliminate the initial motivation. Don't eliminate it. But take it also to that level. And yeah, you find this mentality expressed in the Gemara in a very poignant statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says something mind-boggling. But again, I'm stressing, we're introducing ourselves to heights here. Rabbi Yochanan said, it says, Yafe, right? One moment of pleasure in the next world is greater than all of the enjoyment of this world. And Rabbi Yochanan comes and says, Rabbi Yochanan is coming and saying, to me, being in position to be able to provide Hashem with nachas is enthralling to the extent that I value that. I value a moment of that opportunity more than kol chayei olam haba. So it's mind-boggling. So we can let our minds be boggled. But we're being introduced to heights here. And again, to move away the reward and punishment aspect, A, probably not for us, and B, we're not really instructed to do that. But to also connect to this other motivation, I also add another point. If we appreciate the fact that ultimately the schar is what? The schar is being bound up with Hashem. You can really bring the two together. We kind of alluded to this from the Ramchal yesterday, where the Ramchal said he kind of brought the two together by saying that you can work for Schar L'Shem Shamayim because you understand what Hashem is hoping for. And he created you with what vision? He wants to give you that Schar. You focus on providing him with that Nachas. Sorry, it's the flip side. We have this volume on for the Zoom. We also hear the other things. Okay. Are we kind of okay with this, or it's still completely foreign? You know what? Okay.
Also, when you say you want to give nachas to Hashem, the reason you give nachas to Hashem is because Hashem wants to give you reward. It's circular.
It is circular. That's the point of the Ramchal is saying. It's true. That's the point of the Ramchal is saying.
Hashem doesn't need our energy.
That's right. That's right.
He wants us to get the word. So at the end of the day, it all comes down to that.
That is true. That is true. But nevertheless, the Chavis HaVavis is adding that dimension. He's saying that it's not all about that. That's definitely the essence of the system. And that's Hashem's intent here. But the Chavis HaVavis is calling on us, this is something you see throughout their Sefer, to be menschlich enough to appreciate that. Right? It sounds weird, but this is also Chiddush of the Chavis HaVavis, that Menschlichkeit applies to Hashem. In the system that Hashem put us in, He wants to see us relating to Him with, we'll call it Derech Eretz, we'll call it Menschlichkeit. He wants there to be a sense of gratitude. He wants us to be motivated by that gratitude. That's ultimately why there is a purpose, why there's a Midah V'Hakaras HaTov, right? And that, yes, Hashem does want that. So we want, or, you know, I'll put it into this different words. Reward is still leaving you. It's like you don't really have a warm relationship with Hashem in this world. If you do, because you sense that Hashem wants you to have that reward and you feel like I'm with you and interacting with you because, well, then other of it, that's exactly what we're talking about. But we want to appreciate that, yeah, get back to your conundrum. We'll get even more reward if we can take it to a level of not just keeping a tally, but really having a solid, warm, tangible relationship with Hashem, right? That's really what gives Hashem that nachas. So really, so it's an added level of what gives Hashem that nachas. Okay, you know what? If we need to kind of like insert it artificially into our brain and then let it cook, that's also fine. Meaning, say that we're exposing ourselves to the chiv of us. Okay. Now the Chavis HaVavis moves on. What's another assault of the Yetzer Hara? Asher Zachanu, everything we discussed. They'll throw you into the whirlpool of Bechira. You know what? This is actually Yetzer Hara that's very relevant in our times. We're not really so subject to assaults on our basic emunah. But in today's world, there's a lot of assaults on our belief in Bechira. There's so much about, you know, everybody is seeing three therapists who are dealing with, you know, convincing you that to connect to the pain caused to you by your parents throughout your childhood and to process it and then to set down boundaries with your parents and all kinds of good things and all kinds of, I'm not going to completely be mezalzel on the whole concept. What I am saying is that there is definitely an overstated message of this is not your fault, that's not your fault, this is because of this, that's because of that. And sometimes we just need a reminder, we need to slap ourselves in the face and say, you know what, there could be other causes, we have to work on things, etc. But we do have Bechira. He says, this is something that the Yetzer Hara will try to hit you with. Kasher yireh ischa mis'alim b'maaseh avoda v'noita al derech ha'averus. I'll make another point. Rav Shach said, this is something that can sometimes be caused by learning Musar without the right touch. Meaning Musar has a certain danger in it. And what's that? If you really connect and you really start seeing the levels of avoida that are required, right? And you stop pushing yourself, you're hard on yourself, and you're demanding of yourself, and you push, you might feel like you're making progress at some point, but at some point you might suddenly feel like it just can't all be, it's just too much. This can be an effect of learning Musar in the wrong way. That's why it's very, very important to have as a premise to learning Musar that a major yesod in avodas Hashem is Hashem expects you to work from exactly where you are, and you have to have a picture of where that is. Work from exactly where you are, work on the next level. You have to be conscientiously dedicated to a path of growth, but not to be allowing yourself to fall into this yetzer hara through being hit over the head with, with things that are above our level, right? So you just get the idea that the system just can't be navigated. Yeah, the system has very, very, very high standards. But each person is expected to start from where he is and move along. Your test is where you're moving ahead conscientiously, not where did he ultimately get to. And this can be a problem. It's from a slightly different angle, but it's really the same concept. Rabbi Chil Yaakovson, he said that remember, this was not the first altercation we had with the Palestinians, the Arabs. Remember when the Hezbollah, this was, 15 years ago or something, when they were shooting missiles to the north and the north basically emptied out, right? He said that around that time, there was a bunch of girls' high schools. He talks in a very cynical way. He said, couldn't go up north, right? Obviously, all the summer plans were for the north. Couldn't go up north, as he says in his cynical fashion. He says, down south is a fortune, so therefore they decided that it's not appropriate to have trips now, and we're going to have a kennis about the situation instead. Okay, that's how he said it. But whatever the case is, he said, they asked me to come speak at this kennis. Talking about a kennis of many, many high school together, many girls. I don't know if it was Binyane or Mao, what it was. We're talking about hundreds, maybe thousands of girls. So he said, he came at the time that he was supposed to speak, and he said that as he walked in, the speaker who preceded him was in the middle of a very fiery delivery of, could we even think about enjoying a trip now? If you think about what the people of North are feeling, if you think about the mother of a family from the North, how could you even think about enjoying a trip now? How could you think of anything like that? You know, we should just be... Okay, so he waited until the fellow finished, and then the person was leaving the hall. He crossed his path. And this man, they knew each other. He said to him, oh, shalom aleichem. So Michiel said to him, in the back, talking to himself. He says, how's it going? Baruch Hashem, amazing. There's about a few different things going on in his life. Great, great. So you're happy these days? Yeah. How could you be happy? Are you connected to what that mother up north is feeling? How could you possibly say that you're happy these days? And then we went up to give a speech. What the point that he was making was? The point that he was making was that often, objectively, there are pieces of Musa that can be delivered. But you're just going to cause despair if you're hitting people with things that they just can't live up to. So he said that he went up there. This is the end of the story. He said he went up there and he looked out at the crowd. And so everybody's faces were like, okay, what's coming next? What's coming next? So he said, I put my sights on the front row of Rebbetzins. And I decided I'm not letting up until I have all of them in stitches. All of them laughing. And so that's what I did. I made myself a goal. I kind of dropped what I prepared to say, and I just launched into good humor. He said the whole place was in stitches, and I entertained them for about an hour. He got in some points also, but he said it was very, very funny, and he had the place in you know, crying with laughter. So he said that Elul, he got a letter from one of the girls who had been at that thing, and she wrote, she said, she described some of her struggles and how she was teetering, and she said, you should know that after the speech before yours, I was finished. I said, I just can't do this. The whole thing is too much. Whatever it is, I'm going to fry on a skewer. So I'm finished. And, you know, there's no point. And he said, you should know that you actually caught me from going off the edge. So this is something we want to realize. We have Bechira. Don't let the modern way of thinking assault that. But at the same time, we have to realize that what we're meant to do with our Bechira is come from a very real place of where we are now, define for ourselves what's the next step of progress that I should be taking. Not to be hit over the head by Sfarim that are discussing loves that are much above us. We should be inspired by them. We should expose ourselves to these things like we're doing here. But take it at your place. Hashem created our generation at its level, and the nachas that we give Hashem is from operating from our place, I would add the word, from our lonely place, and moving ahead, showing Hashem that even in this generation, we can have people dedicated to Him. Okay, stop here.
Thank you.